Recent developments clearly show that the Islamic world is ripe for great and fundamental change. The Quran and the Hadith literature suggest that the approaching period will be a bright one for the world's Muslims, God willing. Setting up the Islamic Union will speed up the process and begin a new era of plenty and prosperity, not only for Muslims, but also for humanity in general. The current situation may seem to be very negative at first look, whereas in reality, each negative development signals the approach of a blessed period. War, destitution, famine, oppression, and tyranny against Muslims across the world are signs of the end times. The end of the end times is the rise of Islamic moral values. Therefore, the current situation must not cause Muslims to feel despair and hopelessness. On the contrary, it should motivate them and increase their zeal and excitement. The great Islamic scholar, Bediüzzaman Said Nursi, explained, in his famous Damascus sermon, the conditions in which Muslims live, warned of the dangers of falling into despair, and spoke of the bright future awaiting them, as follows. Despair is the most detrimental sickness. It has permeated into the heart of the Islamic world. Such a despair that it has stifled our sublime morality, swerving our attention from the interests of the general to our personal interest. It is the very same despair that has broken our spiritual might. Despair is the most dreadful sickness of our people. It is the pretext of the coward, the inferior, and the helpless. It is only Islam which will truly and spiritually pervade the continents of the future and lead humanity to bliss, both in this world and the next. The glad tidings imparted by Bediüzzaman are today very near. In order for Muslims to be worthy of these tidings, they must never forget that union is something commanded by God. Hold fast to the rope of God all together, and do not separate.